Castro came to deliver a speech to some newspaper editors, but the visit was something more like an invasion in its own right, a charm offensive. He and his bearded entourage arrived in Washington, loaded with Cuban cigars and cases of Cuban rum, and Castro spent most of his visit hugging and smiling and saying all the right things. There were some Americans, including some in the Eisenhower administration, including Dwight Eisenhower himself, who had pretty serious concerns about Eisenhower, mainly that he was a communist in the making.